Welcome to Parts of Unknown. Your name is?
Rick Davis. Your name is?
Michael Davis. And today I'm going to floor you.
Okay.
I'm going to crush your world.
Oh, no.
I have just been made aware of something by one of the dear souls on social media. The dear souls that make sure that the world has all the information that it needs to know about crucial topics.
Wait. Before you say what you're going to say, is this Parts of Unknown Rules?
Parts of Unknown Rules.
Okay.
Well, hey, can I ask you a question? What show did I just say
you
that
said
this was?
Parts of Unknown, but
so
I didn't know,
why
like, what's
in the blue hell would we not follow the Parts of Unknown Rules?
I didn't know what the serious of the conversation was, so I needed to know what my... how my language should be.
Well, this topic's pretty damn serious.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm crushed and you're going to be crushed.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm blessed by this guy who took the time, who took a moment to go on social media and write a note to me to make me aware of this fact. Are you ready?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for my whole world view to be... shooken off of its axis.
You're going to be knocked off your axis pretty hard. Are you ready?
I don't know, I guess, but I'll as with most stuff, I might not be ready, but let's do it.
I'm a little bit scared to say this because I'm hoping he's wrong.
Okay.
I'm really hoping he's wrong, but I'm a little scared to share this because if he's wrong and I voice this out loud, then I might tip the universe and make it real.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you
hear the fear?
I understand it. I can feel your vibes off of you.
This is a conundrum that I have to take very seriously. Can we stop? Don't stop the recording. Let's join together in a moment of prayer.
Okay.
Before that we move forward.
Okay.
Dear Luthez and Harley Race and Bruno Sammartino, as we move into this conversation, we ask that your combined awesomeness serve together as we walk the path of kayfabe, as we deal with the hard issues, including this reality. In the name of Billy Jack Haynes, in the name of Brody Lee, we ask these things. Thank you. Amen. No, I didn't say amen. I said amen. Amen. It's a collection of guys.
Yes.
All right. So, I'm just going to have to blurt it out.
Okay.
Dude gets on the computer, takes the time to click on the post to respond to my excitement. We got to hold out. We got to throw the whole thing out. I really liked last night's AEW main event between the anxious millennial cowboy Adam Page.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Daniel Bryan.
It was amazing.
I had to get online and praise the hard work that these two men put into their craft to keep my attention for 60 minutes of nonstop wrestling. 60 minute time limit draw. In the lineage of Harley Race, Ric Flair, the NWA, that had more time limit draw title matches than actual wins or losses. I had to get on and praise it, and thankfully,
it was amazing.
Thankfully, this guy saw my post and decided to reach out to me to change my world, to help me see the facts and the figures in front of my eyes. In the name of Terry Funk, I'm shaken and heartbroken
right now.
To have been revealed.
I don't think I'm ready for this.
That wrestling is fake.
What the fuck? You shitting me?
Wrestling is fake.
You mean all those kids that were teasing me were true? They were telling the truth?
Can you believe it?
No.
There's a possibility that Haku is not the toughest man that walks the planet.
No.
And by the way, I would very much like Haku to meet this guy and introduce him to just how big Dana and Nancy, nasty that Haku is. Dude, in the year 2021, and I think that's when this podcast will come out still in 2021. Dude took the time to sit down and write on a freaking internet page, wrestling's fake. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Rick and I are gonna, we're just floored. Because, help me out. If wrestling's fake, does that mean other things? Other things on TV? They might be fake too?
I don't know. I don't know what is real and what's not real anymore.
I'm shook to the core right now because I have to tell you, every morning when I wake up before the sun to drive to work, I look both ways before I go to my car because I'm worried that there's zombies that are going to be up there. Because I've seen this documentary on the television called The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And it's this documentary of these people that live in this place that's overrun with zombies.
Wait.
And I'm so scared.
Wait. Does that mean that me as a geeky nerd won't be able to land a hot babe like those science dudes on that blog? That vlog, what's it called? I think it's called The Big Bang Theory.
Their real life vlog, The Big Bang Theory. No, my nerdy young lass, when it's Thursday and you like girls, you're not going to be able to go across the hallway and pick up the hot blonde.
Oh, no.
Because you're a freaking nerd.
No.
Unless, I still, there's hope. It's a vlog. You cannot convince me that television's not real.
My favorite YouTube channel is Flags for Fish. Flags of Fun. Dash darn it.
Fun with Flags. Watch yourself. If you don't say that right, buddy, Woke Nation will follow.
Fun with Flags.
Fun with Flags. That might be real.
That might be real.
But I don't know what to say. I mean, literally, there's not a collection of people that travel in starships through outer space trying to embark new places and carry peace throughout the universe.
Wait, that History Channel documentary about that distant past and like, I think it was like a galaxy or something, like a really long time away.
Far, far away?
Yeah, on the History Channel.
Yeah.
About that group of ragtag rebels taking over, taking down the tyrannical rulers? That wasn't real?
Do you mean to tell me that there's a possibility that our great 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 grandfather Frederick Flintstone may not have had a dinosaur trash compactor nor drove around town in his self-built car with his own feet?
Oh my god. Is there not a... If you accidentally trip down a golf hole, do you not land in Looney Tunes land?
Do you know how many golf holes I tried to fit in to find Bugs Bunny?
I spent a whole afternoon in L.A. trying to find the entrance to Toontown.
I know.
Is nothing on the internet real?
You know that the entrance to Toontown is in Anaheim.
That was destroyed because of making freeways.
Oh, that's
but
true.
But then they remade it out of a memorial for it in Anaheim.
In Anaheim.
They made a memorial for it.
I don't know what to say right now. Because if there's a possibility that anything that's on TV is not real, my whole perspective of reality has changed.
Is there not a set of groovy teens solving mysteries with their dog?
Do you mean to tell me that that dog can't talk?
I don't know. Man, why are they always hungry?
Help me out, because I don't know what's real anymore. Are you really my daughter?
Are you? Am I? No, we gotta stop with that.
Are you my dad? Ask your mom, sweetie.
No, can I not make the most of my summer now that I don't know if two stepbrothers don't actually make inventions every now and then?
Is there not really 104 days of summer vacation? I don't know. I really don't know. God.
I don't know what to do anymore.
All right, so I need to quote a great philosopher. Philosopher? Good, I did say
yeah.
It. Philosopher. Philosopher named Franklin Kazarian. Franklin Kazarian.
Okay.
And I need to say to this individual who caringly took the time to write me that caring note that only said wrestling's fake. You freaking mark.
To quote the ancient words of the 80s and 90s. No shit, Sherlock.
Can you believe in the year 2021, there is still a Dumas in this world that thinks that they are going to get, well, literally, I just talked for 10 minutes mocking him, so maybe he got to me a little bit. But does he really think that I think that wrestling's real?
Mm-hmm. That's just...
Now I'm going to... But I'm going to be that guy for a minute. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
I want him to go to Martha Hart and tell her that wrestling's fake.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to go to Kevin Von Erich and tell him that wrestling's fake.
Go to -1.
I want him... No.
No.
Don't go... I don't know what his wife's name is.
Okay.
I want him... Well... All right, so Brody Lee didn't die of a wrestling-related thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that doesn't work with what I'm doing. Do you understand?
I understand.
I want him to go to Bruiser Brody's wife and tell her that wrestling is not real. Because wrestling is scripted, but I just named a bunch of people who died because of wrestling-related things. And screw you. Mm-hmm. That's what I have to say. There was a time, and this is on YouTube, and I'll try to find a clip of it and put it on the Instagram page. Roddy Piper and Sting and Bobby Heenan. Do I remember Bobby Heenan one? I remember it was Roddy Piper and Sting, and by God, I remember it was Roddy Piper. Bill Maher was like, "Wrestling's not fake. You guys haven't ever been. You guys don't even really get hurt." Roddy Piper pulled down his pants and showed Bill Maher the scars from his hip replacement surgeries and all the surgeries that he had because of wrestling. And he flat out said, "You go tell Martha Hart that wrestling's fake." Here's what I'm frustrated with. I'm not frustrated with the fact that somebody was going to be a troll today and poke at somebody that likes something and tell them that it's fake. It could have been a freaking Cabbage Patch Kids or something.
Yeah.
You know? It could have been He-Man. It could have been Transformers. People that get on social media and actually waste their own time to talk crap about something that makes someone else happy. I am freaking exhausted with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Those people are sad and lonely in their mom's basements.
Or they were born on third base and thought they hit a triple. I'm not gonna limit it that it's just some freaking tool that doesn't have a life of their own. There's some people that have such a self-absorbed level of importance that they don't understand that, yeah, maybe you make six figures a year and you drive the best car and you live in the biggest house, but the crap that you don't like doesn't mean it's not unimportant. And I'm sorry that there is this valued level of pompous self-importance that people think that they are entitled and they have the right to go and piss all over things that make someone else happy. Do you know?
Yeah, it's annoying.
So now I need you to pontificate for a minute so okay. I can catch my breath.
Yeah. It gets dull after a while. And I always kind of forget about it. I always in my mind just stick it to some dude that is lonely and sad. But yeah, people that whole, even if they aren't born on third base, people that just like have had it easy, who think of themselves as the main character the entire time, just flat out ignoring everyone else, and it's all about them.
Yeah.
It gets tiled after a while. And then it's like stupid. And then it's like I feel bad that I just want to like slap them into reality.
And what happens with all that is people get brave and pompous and they think that they can say things without consequence. And I full-heartedly believe in freedom of speech. I think dude should have the opportunity to say, oh, that stuff's fake. But freedom of speech does not negate freedom of responsibility. And nor does it negate my freedom of speech.
Yeah.
To respond to him and to share a 15-minute conversation of, oh, God, you mean maybe friends wasn't real either? You mean a shoe salesman can't own a house in Chicago and keep his wife in bonbons? Married with Children.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You don't know Married with Children?
I don't know.
I have felt as your father.
Yeah.
But we live in this world that I get to say whatever I want to without consequence.
That's the, yeah.
So this happened recently. God bless. I feel really bad. I want to make this reference. And I don't at this moment know the guy's name because I'm a little frustrated. The other half of the Acclaim.
Yeah.
But Bowman.
Oh, I know exactly. His name's not Andy. I forgot what his name is. I know exactly what you're talking about.
My man stepped up huge. And it got out all over the internet. My man's at with his man, his boyfriend, his partner, at a rally where there's all these picketers, the God Hates
the Jeebus crew.
Jeebus,
the
please.
The Jeebus crew.
Please don't defame my Jesus by using his name in the wrong. Do you understand what I just said?
Yeah, I understand what you just said.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't, there is Jesus, and then there is Jeebus. Jesus says, love thy neighbor as you love yourself. Jeebus is the name people use in their defense to carry signs and not do things to care about other people and just spread their hate.
Yeah. And you know, like, I don't know, like jerks that cut around you even though that your turn signal was on.
Yeah. Idiots that
because I don't want the Jesus's name should not be used to be associated with those people.
No.
And so anyway, he's there at this thing, and it gets out. There's pictures all over the internet of my man, kissing his man in front of those signs. In front of those people holding those signs. Do you know what happened on Dynamite that week? Did you hear?
No.
Somebody called him a dirty F word.
Oh my.
At Dynamite. It got on air. It got on air. Because of that.
I didn't hear it, but I was worried something like that was going to happen.
And I share with you, whoever said that, if he was standing face to face with my 235-pound hero, if he was standing face-to-face with that guy,
mm-hmm.
he would not have had the guts to make that statement. If he had to face the consequences of making that statement by actually having to say it to my man's face, he wouldn't have done it.
That's there's a lot of pros and cons that come with the internet. One of the cons is people, like you said, people lost the idea that they have to be responsible for the shit that they say.
It's not, everybody's got freedom of speech. People forget that they also can be held accountable for what they say. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. But it's with the internet, people can put up a fake name and think that they can say whatever they want. Like, they're just hiding behind a mask at a masquerade, and they don't think they can be held accountable because no one knows it's them.
And so they get brave and they say whatever they want to do.
So, yep, and then people, then they feel like that when they're at public areas, and they start to lose that idea that they can be held accountable, that I can say, okay, have fun jacking alone by yourself tonight.
My God, Ricky.
I'm sorry. Because they forget that they can be held responsible. They can say something like that, but they have to be prepared to get punched in the face later because they were an idiot.
I tell you, they wouldn't go up to that guy and say it to his face. I guarantee they wouldn't do that. I guarantee you that this guy on Facebook wouldn't go up to Haku, Bruiser Brody, Abdul the Butcher, frickin' Ken Shamrock, Mox.
Mm-hmm.
And say that to them. Mox, freaking, I don't like this guy. The next guy I'm going to use, I don't like this guy, but I swear to God, I hope that he is he, if this guy would say it to him. I want this guy to say that to Nick freaking Gage.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. People like Eddie Kingston and let me Willie Mack.
Let me rephrase that. Oh, hang on. Let me rephrase that. I don't like his style of wrestling. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I kind of admire the lengths that Nick Gage has gone to make it in his career. I don't like what he does, but I admire his dedication. Now I want you to say Willie Mack and
Eddie Kingston, people who wrestling has actually saved their lives. Willie Mack was
homeless.
And he earned money, and he was able to get his life back on track.
And now he's got that wrestling. Fat Impact Wrestling contract, that Lucha Underground money still flowing through. And Eddie Kingston, oh my God, let's talk about. Do you want to talk about somebody whose life was saved and is living vibrantly right now because of wrestling? Your girl, AJ Lee, you have not read her biography yet?
I need to. It's on my list of things to do. I've been focused on other stuff.
There were moments that she was not safe. There were moments that she was not safe. And now she's writing freaking Wonder Woman comic books. She is the head booker, one of the head bookers of WOW. She found the love of her life and her career, and they are taking care of each other. It just, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted with it. So I just need to take a moment and record this podcast about it.
It's hard when uninformed people who think, uninformed entitled people just start saying whatever they want. It gets tiresome.
Who were born on third base and thought they hit a triple. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and let this go. That was Parts of Unknown for this week. The Never Break Kayfabe edition. Your name is?
Rick Davis. Your name is?
Michael Davis. And by the way, I believe in freedom of consequence for what I say. So dwopodcasting@gmail.com mm-hmm. is your avenue to respond. That's dwopodcasting@gmail.com. Peace out.